not lucky. Can they escape from this place? This poor tired town with its poor haggard face. The hills rise around me, they threaten and frown. Life's no parole here in Collier Town. The mine and the tower stand as symbols of greed. Who would feed upon hunger? Who would feed upon need? Who would build families' futures on such treacherous ground? You're just profit and loss here in Collier Town. At the courthouse they gather. Some kind of justice for those who died in the mine. The cameras flash brightly, an explosion of stars. The owners cover their faces and they run for their cars. The lawyers talk smoothly for the 6 o'clock news. Here in Collier Town, only the innocent lose. They close down the courtroom, nobody knows why. Men's faces darken, they try not to cry. By the foundation of my grandfather's barn, I look down the valley at the quiet green farms. The sweet flowing river as it gently runs down. No sins washed away here in Collier Town. So my family got lucky and they escaped from this place. This poor tired town with its poor haggard face. And the ghosts of the fallen, they still wander around waiting on justice in Collier Town. Waiting on justice. Justice.
WMFO Medford. Morning, I'm Mike. It's 9:06 in the morning. Happy to be here on another Saturday, October 22nd already. How did that happen? I don't know. I lament about this all the time because I'm an old man and I just get all upset about everything. But I'm good. Don't worry about me. I'm good. So thank you so much for being here. I'm going to be here till 11 when Something About the Women is on with Sue today. And around 9:30-ish, nine, a little after, I'm so excited because we have Eileen Springer welcoming her back to WMFO along with her partner Paul, and they're going to do some songs and talk about their records and what she's doing. It's going to be all kinds of fun, so stick around. I've got a bunch of new noise today. I have, let's see, something new from the Amplifier Heads, a spooky one for Halloween. William the Conqueror, Crow Follow from Boston, Baxter Hall from Boston, Jack Lights, and the first new noise is a band called Drug Dealer. Don't judge. It's their name, not mine. It's all one word, by the way. Drug Dealer, if you're trying to reach them. And they've got a brand new record here in 2022 called Hiding in Plain Sight. And this, it's called Someone to Love. It's new noise at WMFO. Thank you.
see. I don't want no songs for plants, I want songs for me. I don't want no songs for plants, I want liberty. I'm living in the city. If you see the doctor, tell him he's king. If you see the doctor, tell him he's still king. But this bad black boy won't be blown away by anything. Yes, this bad black boy won't be blown away by anything. There are people in this town who try to put me down. They say I don't give a damn. But the people in this town who try to put me down are the people in this town that could never understand a black man. Yeah, man.
Mr. Lucky, sipping on a warm beer and a cold Cadillac, headed down to Florida, never looking back. Pass a lady in a long white limousine, working the clip joints on 17, from here to Jacksonville, love in a paper sack. Get in, get out, without the dock, all you can do is save yourself, leave the rest behind, yeah. Get in, get out, without the dock, all you can do is save yourself, leave the rest behind. Bury your folks in the Tennessee dirt, black coat, black tie, and a starch white shirt, wash your hands. But you never saw no ever after, just folded flags and Ten Commandments, sticking up out the graveyard sand. Get in, get out, breathe out the dark, all you can do is save yourself, leave the rest behind, yeah. Come on, get in, get out, breathe out the dark, all you can do is save yourself, leave the rest behind. fire trucks, bone-eyed sky just beginning to give up its last light. And you saw your brother down in the pen. He looks so old and so full of sin, but so do you, melting in the twilight. Hey! Get in, get out, breathe out the dark. All you can do is save yourself, leave the rest behind. Get in, get out, breathe out the dark. All you can do is save yourself, leave the rest behind. Dream of a silver stream on the beach, feed the fish, do your best to stay out of reach of harm's way. And one sweet day when the heavens speak, sweet rain from the clouds, gonna wash the feet of millionaires and beggars too. Yeah! Get in, get out, breathe out the dark, all you can do is save yourself, leave the rest behind. Get in, get out, breathe out the dark. All you can do is save yourself, leave the rest behind. Get in, get out, breathe out the dark. All you can do is save yourself, leave the rest behind. Get in, get out, breathe out the dark. All you can do is save yourself, leave the rest behind.
is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Can you tell what's on my mind? She's with him, it drives me wild. I like to hit him on the head until he's dead. The sight of blood is such a high. Gives me head. We made it on a ballroom blitz. I took his arm and kissed his lips. He looked at me with such a smile, my face turned red. We booked a room into the Ritz. Ooh, 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 ooh. He gives me head. Jet boy, jet girl, gonna take you around the world. Jet boy, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make you be a girl. Ooh, 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 ooh. Jet boy, jet girl. And though I'm only just 15, I like to kick, I like to scream. And even if I have a kick or two in bed, when I'm with him it's just a dream. Ooh, 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 ooh. He gives me head. Jet boy, jet girl, take you around the world. Jet boy, I'm gonna make and penetrate. I'm gonna make you be a girl. Ooh, 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 ooh. Jet boy, jet girl. The other day, what a surprise, I saw him with some other guys. God, he was dressed up with a girl around his neck. I could have cried with both my eyes. Ooh, 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 ooh. He gave me. My brain is stuck on glue. And when the world tries to forget all that I said, I still remember you. Ooh, 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 ooh. You gave me head. Jet boy, jet girl, I'm gonna take you around the world. Jet boy, I'm gonna make and penetrate. I'm gonna make you be a girl. Jet girl, gonna take you around the world. Jet boy, I'm gonna make and penetrate. I'm gonna make you be a girl.
Ah, yeah, 9:25 in the morning at WMFO, and wow, my headphones are loud. I'm Mike. How you doing? Just heard the first set of the day. I have my guests sitting across from me that we'll get to in short order. But first, let me tell you, because I'm very polite to what I just played, I started off the day with new noise from the band called Drug Dealer, and that was from a brand new record they have called Hiding in Plain Sight. That was Someone to Love. The Dirt Bombs. Next, from 2001, they had a record called Ultraglide in Black. That was Ode to a Black Man. The great Randall Blambert was up next in the third slot from 2001. He had a CD called No More Mr. Lucky. That was Get In, Get Out. The Slits had the next track, a great cover. I heard it through the grapevine and just heard a classic for the fifth song of the set, Elton Motello, from the record in 2001 called Jet Boy. That was Jet Boy, comma, Jet Girl. And those lyrics were just what you thought they were. A lot of fun. All right, it's WMFO, 9:27 in the morning. I'm going to play, another song, and then we're going to get to talk to Eileen and Paul and all that good stuff. So, brand new noise from a Boston's own band, a Red on Red Records band, by the way, called The Jack Lights. This is their first release on the label. This is brand new noise called Underachiever. It's WMFO.
Oh,
just ain't me. She don't know your favorite song. Can't say she's sorry when she's wrong. She ain't me. She just ain't me. She goes out at night with the girls looking for a date. You're just an option. Can't you see that she's no saint? I'm not the jealous kind. I know my value, my esteem. But it seems so odd to me. Yesterday I was your dream. She can't hold your hand. She can't say that you're her man. She ain't me. She just ain't.
Good morning, everybody. Once again, it's 9:34 in the morning. I am Mike. I'll be here till 11 when Something About the Women comes in. And let me just tell you those last two songs that I played, one of which was by our guest. It was the second one. I'll just give you a hint. The first one was, as I said, Brand New Noise from Boston's own Jack Lights. Brand new, first release on Red on Red Records that was called Underachiever. And we just heard from Eileen Springer, who I'm looking at and smiling at. Haven't seen you in a while. That was from her latest record called Relentless. Came out in 2021. It's a beautiful track, Eileen called. She just ain't me.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. That's not the last compliment you'll get. So just get used to it.
I'm already having fun.
All right, good. Well, yeah, me too. Yep, and you're here with your partner, Paul, who's going to be playing with you. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Paul's my friend, and we have recently started a duo together.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we have.
So you started a duo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting songs together, and we will be playing out in due
Talk
time.
Right into that microphone.
Hello, check. Here I am. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so we have the duo. We're working on building up a collection of songs, originals and covers, and we'll be out in good time doing gigs.
And this is really exciting because this is the first time we've ever been able to introduce ourselves on the radio. We're going to sing a song for you.
Like as a duo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mentioned that you've been here before, probably like three times before, I think.
Yes.
And in that time, I think since 2010, you put out three records.
Yes.
No small feat.
No. I'm very ambitious. And I really like to track the songs that I do and produce them. So that they become important to me. And others in the way that they can listen to them.
So I mentioned that She Just Ain't Me was what we played. It's a beautiful track.
Thank you.
And speaking of production, it's a really nice job on production. Talk a little bit about that song and who it's about, maybe, and all of that good stuff.
I will, definitely. I was listening to country music one day because I'm aware that the country music is so big, it's been for a long time.
It is, yeah.
And the theme is always around jealousy, particularly women, like, I'll get you for leaving me, and
yep.
And what does she have that I don't have, and poor me. And
I'm going to let the air out of your tires in your pickup truck.
Yeah, I'm going to let the air out of your tires and your pickup truck.
I'm going to kidnap your dog. I'm sorry.
So I thought to myself, if, I was that woman, she wouldn't be me,
Yeah.
So there was no country song like that. It's just like, I'm a different person. It's like comparing apples to oranges.
And how do you do?
Sorry, I got it. You have
that's not just like you and a guitar. I mean, you've got, some violin in there, some strings. I mean, you really went all out.
Because you know what? It's like you probably heard this before. My songs are like my children.
Sure.
And so I produced the song with Joe Clapp at Ultrasound Productions, and I chose the musicians that I thought would best fit on my CD, which I did. And it was a long process because they couldn't all be in the studio at one time. I'm not in a band.
Yeah.
And we just lapped it over and organized it, and I semi-produced it. I'm learning studio.
And producing it, you're getting all the pieces together.
Yeah, we got all the pieces together. And I've had some fine musicians on it. I can even name some of them, too. We had Jeff Miller on guitar. He's a phenomenal guitarist.
Yep.
And Chris Gallivan, who is one of my favorite pianists. He's just awesome.
Yeah, the piano was so crisp in there. It was beautiful.
And Jeff Armstrong on the drums. We had Jackie Damskinny on the violin.
Yeah.
Don Bailey joins me on Relentless and Simplify.
Yep.
And so it just goes on and on. And then we worked together, Joe and I co-produced it. On what worked and what didn't. And being in the studio is just a creative process where you live and you learn.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun because you go in there thinking that you're going to have it a certain way and it changes. And that's what sets me apart from different artists.
It's an allegory for life, isn't it?
Being
it just
able,
changes.
An allegory for life. Yeah. You being able to create something and expect that the changes are going to be on what you think that they are going to be.
And I'll ask you, I'm not going to ask you if you're happy with the record, but do you still feel like those songs could still be tweaked? Are they not done?
Because
a lot of artists say, well, my songs are never done. I mean, I'm always messing with them.
Once I get them on the CD, they're exactly the way I want. I work diligently on getting them perfect. and then that's it.
Well, they sound awesome. So tell me how you and Paul get together to do this duo.
We met like around a year ago, and I didn't even know that he was a musician. I saw him on Facebook. I'm not kidding. I thought, oh, this guy, he plays guitar in his bedroom once in a while. I didn't know. And then we start. He's laughing.
Eileen.
And then we started. Yeah, because you know there was like one picture of him like singing on a couch, okay. Right? Am yeah. I right?
All right?
And so then we started playing music together, and I'm like, wow, this is just excellent, great, and
well.
Immediately we connected. What is the first song? I asked him to play Stairway to Heaven. I wanted to play the flute in it. We were just goofing around. And then I think what was the first song that we played?
Well, we recorded Stairway to Heaven, and then we learned I Can See Clearly Now.
Yep, I Can See Clearly Now, and we had a lot of fun because we worked on our friendship before, so everything was just...
Yeah.
We just found humor in everything, yeah. In little things. And so I think that's a good way to rehearse, to have fun. And that's what I like best about working with Paul, is that it's not just a job. It's really like a friendship where you're able to... You're able to laugh at your mistakes, mm-hmm. and learn from each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've got to know that the relationship, whatever
with
it
the
is,
skills,
works
yep.
works before you dive
right.
in.
You do.
So, Paul, you know, Eileen mentioned that you're a musician. Tell us a little bit about the band. And you've been to MFO like decades ago with that band. Tell us about that.
Oh yeah, man, I came in here probably in the '90s. I had a band together at the time. It was called The Instigators. And we played original and covers, and we used to come in here, and I think we did commercials here too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they do. They had the copy, and we did. I think this is it. But we used to play a lot of places around old clubs that are like the Channel that are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Bun Ratties.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
The Paradise, and so yeah, we came in here and we a couple times and had a lot of fun and whatnot.
Well, that's pretty exciting, and just the fact that you're you know, working with Eileen now is excellent. You know, she's just a great example of a local artist. Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to play for us.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to do three songs,
mm-hmm.
and the first one you're going to do is Apropos. It's called Skeletons and Bones.
Yeah.
And it's from your...
It's from Gotta Be Brave, which was my CD in 2016, and I'm playing this just because Halloween's coming up.
It is.
It has. Yes, and it has this kind of has dual meaning. I'm just going to leave it up to you as far as what it means, but I can tell you what some people think it's about. That I've been told that it could be about paranoia, or about looking at your looking what's real underneath all your bones is just all your emotions and.
I like that you do that. It's not just like on the surface. Oh yeah, it's Halloween, so it's about
yeah.
Bones.
So it's a deep no, yeah. It's a yeah. deeper scheme, and it leaves the imagination open to everyone individually as to what it means
to interpret it on their own.
Yeah, there's so much interpretation on this song, and that's why I find it so powerful.
Very smart.
Yeah, I'm smart.
All right, so you know, I heard you rehearsing in the other room, and you're in great voice today. So let's get this show on the road.
Okay.
We're gonna do Skeletons. Well, I'm not, but here is Eileen and Paul doing Skeletons Bones right here at WMFO.
And it's like you can see what I can't see.
is skeletons and bones.
Skeletons, bones. Speaking for myself, I have a good whatever. What am I doing?
Well, think about this song. Emotions they hide underneath.
They do.
They hide underneath the muscles and the bones. So if you're feeling, I don't know, scared, depressed, happy, whatever.
You have another song too. Something about in disguise.
Underneath, you know, everything. You're hippie in disguise.
Yeah. The fact that you're just really a hippie, but nobody knows.
Right.
Yeah, we all know now.
Yeah. So I guess this song is like, you know, the emotions are hiding, and you know, hippies are hiding. So
yeah. All right.
Reveal
so that,
it all.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that was cool. So what would you like to do next? What's the name of the song?
Okay, this is a new song, and it's called Happy Day.
All right.
And I just think that people need more happiness in their life. So this is about a person that's really helped me in my life and made it easier. It's called Happy Day.
Thank you for writing a song about me. All right, here's Eileen and Paul once again. WMFO. What are you laughing about?
I might write a song about you if you continue, and I could embarrass you.
Okay, fine.
That's what I always tell people. I'll be like, be nice to me, I'll write a song about you.
I'm very nice to you. All right, let's get going.
You are.
Happy Day. It's WMFO.
Song for you.
la la la. It's a happy day.
La la.
So you did it. Now you put me in a good mood. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Isn't that a happy song?
It's an earworm is what it is. I'll never get that out of my head.
Okay, good.
Thank you, actually.
Okay, good. I'm happy.
And you know, I'm very lucky because I got you guys sitting right in front of me, and I'm seeing the interplay between you two, and I see what you mean about the relationship. You know, we'll just say, I mean, Paul said, I guess, the wrong word.
Yeah, we're
and,
good.
And you're like,
we're good friends.
You're like, okay, honey, that's not the right song.
I was trying to be nice.
Paul,
I was trying to be nice.
You're out of here. Sorry.
No, I'm fired.
Fired.
I got to tell you something funny. I got to tell you something.
All right.
So I had a, I don't know when you say, a song. I was in a songwriters group online at the Armory, and this was the first time I played it out online. And we looked at each other, and this is while it was going on and being aired. I was laughing inappropriately. I could not stop laughing. And every time I looked at him, I would laugh even more, to the point where I didn't know if I could keep going on the song. It was awful. And so I had to turn around, and nobody knew, because it's a happy song, thank God. But I recovered, and sometimes that happens with us. But you know,
sometimes you got to recover.
But I get disciplined, and I get strict with him, and he does the same.
Oh,
with
I noticed
me.
That.
He gets his, he does the same with me as far as and professionally.
Yeah.
You know, his friends were you know, it's a different thing. But in songwriting, you have to do that and collaborate and work your skills. Where you know I have what I have, and he has his skills that he has to make it as you know as perfect as possible. Where you know everyone, where you have your best track. And where everybody can see that and listen to it and be inspired.
Yeah, totally. Definitely an earworm. I like that. Yeah. Okay, so it's 9:55 already. I don't know where the time goes, but we have time for one more live song. And then I'm going to play something that you've recorded, that you requested. Then I'm going to play a surprise for you. Well, not a surprise. You know what it's going to be.
You are?
I'm going to do it because I love that song.
I know you love that song.
All right, so what's the song you're going to play now?
Okay, so I'm going to hand the song over to Paul, and we're going to do another happy song.
The guitar
song.
Is now being passed from one entity to the other.
Another happy song.
Okay. Let's see if the wires, I think, are caught on the from the headphones.
Especially good to play happy songs.
You're going to cause a... Yeah, it's going to be like... All right, they're untangling the wires now, everyone. Okay. All right, now Paul has the guitar in his hand. Yep. And could you bring that middle microphone a little closer over to so it'll get the guitar?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And all right, so what's this song called?
Well,
this is going to be a cover.
Yeah.
I Can See Clearly Now by Johnny Nash. I know you know, most of you know it. It's older.
Yes.
So I can't say most of you because you folks probably don't. But it's been covered by different people.
And now by Eileen and Paul.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Let's do it. Great choice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Really good choice. All the songs have been very happy today.
Yes,
even Skeletons and Bones.
Yes.
I've got a good opinion of myself.